This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Merry Christmas season's greetings to everyone. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Tonight, my man Sean Maloney is in Colorado, and he doesn't feel very good. So tonight it's going to be Jim Irvine from the Buckeye Firearms Association. He has a very close relationship with Second Call Defense, but we're going to cover some other things as well tonight. So special Wednesday tonight. The last thing that I ever want to see, the last thing that you ever want to see if you are a gun carrier in the United States today, is a federal government issuing a national or any firearm carry permit. Right now, the federal government does not have that power. And they should never have that power. Your right to have a firearm anywhere in the United States should never depend on getting papers from any government. But we definitely want to avoid the feds. If you have a gun, which is constitutionally protected private property, and you aren't doing anything inherently wrong, that should never be a crime. There is no victim, no one is harmed, no actual crime is committed. The idea that you need a wallet card to be somewhere you have a legal right to be is preposterous. Now, too many gun owners, including some leaders of the gun rights movement, are looking for a federal plan, a federal blessing. But what we must avoid is a federal firearms permit. But at all costs, we have we got to avoid that. Now, the thing about this is, It's twofold. Self-defense and part of the Bill of Rights, these are all civil rights. You know, if you want to get into the constitutional question, if you want to say Second Amendment, that's one thing. But your right to self-defense is a civil right. It's a human right. The best plan to try to deal with this travesty of the denial of our ability to carry throughout the United States that we have gone through for generations now is to repeal the restrictions that deny your rights. Really, truly, you shouldn't need any sort of a permit to be peacefully in possession of property. So we want to, ideally, we would see a repeal of restrictions on the right to bear arms. The next logical step would be to arrest and charge officials who, under color of law, deny a peaceful person's civil right to possess arms. Denial of rights is a federal felony under 18 U.S.C. 241. You can't just deny a person's constitutional, civil, and human rights because you don't like those rights. They've got a name. It is actually gunism. This law, 18-241, and the ones that follow it, were written to prevent haters from denying people their rights. Everyone has fundamental rights that need equal protection. Blind hatred of guns is gunism. If a national carry solution is proposed, it does not include punishment for violators. Officials who stop you solely for possession or harass you, remove or attempt to remove your firearm for any invalid reason, incarcerate you, post signs that falsely indicate you cannot drink at this water fountain or otherwise act against your legal right to keep and bear arms. Experience would show they will not obey the law. We see this all the time. The law only matters if it has teeth. This is called a comitatus-style law, like the posse comitatus law. Instead of enacting, a person may legally bear arms across state lines, which officials can violate without repercussion. The law must say, anyone who interferes with a person legally bearing arms shall go to prison and pay a fine. And then, when you go somewhere and you are incarcerated, that official has to be punished. Whoever it is, whoever was in charge in this jurisdiction you went to, they got to go. They got to pay. One small step in the right direction is a recognition bill. This would require states to recognize the permits already issued by the states. Now, it would further entrench the existing sidearm permit system. But one fact that we have to face is that it is already in place and is likely a good first step. It advances the freedom of millions of Americans, puts more honest armed citizens out in public, and we know this deters and prevents crime. It also softens the anti's argument. Despite the terrified but false screams from the agitated and hoplophobic left, having permitted gun owners all over the landscape does not lead to Dodge City and blood at stoplights. They're talking about every time a permit law advances, but that's what they say. And it proves to be 100% false every time. Another great example of false news. No corrections ever issued. Reciprocity. A far less desirable choice that requires states to agree to grant you privileges, which can be removed typically, increases requirements and involves bickering between unelected bureaucrats on whether you and your state are qualified to have rights in their states. News is circulating about four bills already in Congress to establish reciprocity or something. They are H.R. 923, H.R. 986, H.R. 402, and one Senate bill, S-498. Look up those numbers in congress.gov. There are four numbers, but only two basic sets of text, and both are flawed. H.R. 923 allows people with permits to carry in other states under their ever-changing permit conditions, which you would have to know somehow. There's no penalty if officials in other states fail to comply, which we see happen all the time. Almost everyone in America is excluded. 97% of us haven't signed up for papers, even though more than half of us bear arms. H.R. 986 explicitly prohibits arresting a person who is carrying under conditions similar to H.R. 923, which is an improvement. But the other problems exist. It also creates official make-believe gun-free zones by federal law, which is a very bad precedent. In an effort to provide recourse, a person has an affirmative defense. So after they arrest you anyway, you can provide proof you're legal and then even sue. But you still get arrested. There's still no real penalty for their criminal denial of your rights. So we're looking at an upside-down system, and the other two bills are similar to these. Then, well, you know what? We'll get to that last one when we get back. We're coming up on the first break. I want national carry, but I want proper national carry. Now, recognition, I'll take recognition. Recognition is a good first start, but we need to end up somewhere else. It's the recognition of other permits is essentially driver's licenses, marriage licenses, everything else. Recognition is them saying, okay, we recognize your civil right. You do still have to get out there and get a permit. But like I said, this is a first step. And the other good thing about that is for these gun grabbers who are going to flip out. They're going to flip out. For these gun grabbers, it will provide them, because now everybody's like, well, you know, concealed is good, right? Concealed, I just want concealed. So this will give them their one thing that they seem to be happy with. When we get back, we're going to talk about where we need to go after that. This is Lock and Load.
stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Bigfoot Gun Belts offer a full line of steel-reinforced leather gun belts. Crafted with a double layer of rich English bridle leather, these gun belts will support the full weight of even the heaviest handgun. Each Bigfoot gun belt is made with the blood, sweat, and beards of Pacific Northwest craftsmen. Capture your legendary gun belt for as low as $59.88 at BigfootGunBelts.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Merry Christmas. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Talking about what we need and what we don't need. We do not need a federal firearm permit, and some of these bills that they've got forward are sort of flawed. We need to have an end goal. There's a couple things I don't mind. As first steps, that's fine, but, you know. I have an end goal. The end goal should be freedom to carry with no government interference whatsoever. You can carry a gun pretty much like you can carry a book. And that's called rights. And everyone knows books are dangerous. Just look at the deaths caused by the Quran or the Commie Manifesto. Constitutional carry works just fine. People don't shoot each other just because they're armed. That's paranoid fear perpetually projected by the unstable left-wing reporters and citizens. The anti-right wackos scream about freedom to carry, of course, exactly as they do about permit laws, and they're the same amount of wrong every time that happens. No one is harmed. There are no victims. Crime drops. People are safer. Instructors and rangers make a lot more money because the market increases tremendously. You go from a measly few percent willing to sign up for a permit to half the public that owns guns. And get the government out of the way. Permits, paperwork, police, pay up, sign the line, register yourself, and the freed up market explodes. At first, our trainers fear losing their government rice bowl. The smart ones get over it and grow their practices a different way. Constitutional carry is the real deal. It removes restrictions. Let's go to the phones, Tim in Wyoming, about Wyoming carry laws. Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
Yes. Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to mention that Wyoming actually has restrictions on. Yeah, I mean, you have to be obviously, you know, not a felon. You're not in prison. Not a mental patient or whatever. But
right.
There's no restriction on carry. I mean, it could be concealed or open carry.
Yeah, if you can buy it, you can carry it. Yes, sir.
What's that?
Yeah, if you can carry it, you can. I mean, if you can buy it, you can carry it.
Right. And then, in fact, I mean, I see people, you know, of course it happens in more rural areas. Of course, you know, Wyoming is considered pretty rural as it is. But I see people walking around with rifles on their shoulders and that kind of thing. And, you know, obviously, if you have wolves right outside of town, which we basically do here, you know, you never know when they might actually come in and be at your door, so to speak. But,
right.
You know, the federal government's at our door all the time. Those are the wolves we need to worry about. But, so, you know, if we just, you know, making sure that our fellow citizens understand that their God-given right is to protect themselves. And that's all there is to it. You could use a hammer, you could use a brick, you could use a baseball bat, but a firearm is, you know, the distance tool. Stop somebody at a distance before they can really do anything to you. But I mean, as you were saying a little bit ago, you're saying, you know, because people carry, that doesn't mean they're necessarily going to go around and shoot each other.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is Wyoming is still called the Wild West, so to speak. And, even though Nevada, I've heard Nevada's actually gone backwards from where they were.
Yeah, they have. They just had a referendum that Bloomberg paid for that they've gotten, and I think they're going to have universal background checks now.
Oh, yeah. Besides the fact of, I mean, I'm from California. I left California for the right reasons, not to transplant it to Wyoming, but California now has the worst, I'd say the worst, is in background checks for ammunition. What, now you just have a hammer if you don't have bullets for it? What do you, you know, what can you do?
California.
That's the worst.
Yeah, California. I don't know how many people live in Wyoming. California has 9 million gun owners. And I mean, in my state, South Carolina, that's nearly double my overall population. And,
you know, all of California doesn't think that way, but in everybody that's in their legislature and their General Assembly or whatever they do, they think that way. And California is really, I mean, they look at you. They look at Wyoming as the lowest, as the lowest set of restrictions out there. And yet, what's the crime like in Wyoming?
Well, if you consider the crime in Wyoming to be anything per capita, I mean, the criminals per capita, you know, the percentage of criminals, I should say, here is much lower than the percentage in a much in a higher populated state. You know, I went from the highest populated state to the least populated state,
right?
And this less than 600,000 people in the entire state. Now,
right.
if clean coal opens up again, if clean coal and mining and oil open back up again, you know, if our you know, our president elect is able to do what he's promising to do or hoping to do, then we'll have probably maybe close to 1 million people or more.
You'll get neighbors, yeah, you will. Just out of curiosity, I've never had a call from Wyoming. How do you find the show? Where are you getting?
I like your show. I like your show. Actually, I'm listening to you on TuneIn, which is kind of weird because they're showing that it's a different show than what your show is. And I've listened to you before. I think I've called in before, but not after listening on TuneIn, but I mean, I enjoy your show, and I like a lot of things that are on GCN are good, and I've actually kind of distanced myself from some of the shows that they have because I don't like their viewpoint anymore. Nothing to do with GCN, never mind. But I was going to say, you're talking about the least restrictive gun laws. I thought that was actually, I thought the Guns and Ammo actually had a list that had a rating for it. And I don't remember which state it was.
It may be Arizona, but you're right up there. I'm about to run out of time, Tim. Thank you very much for taking the time to call. And
all right, thank you.
I envy you in Wyoming. I envy you.
Thank you. Yeah, my town's less than 10,000 people, so.
Yeah. I envy.
I like it.
Merry Christmas to you.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you. Thank you.
Yes, sir. All right. That's good stuff. Wyoming is a very free state. I love, home of Chris Costa now. We'll be right back.
You call a gun shop that's sought out and listen to the calls from the tactical community. A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to reactivegunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
All right, back in. Merry Christmas to you. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com.
The very flawed narrative that Russia interfered with the U.S. election specifically to help Trump win is picking up steam amongst certain outlets, but they're ignoring or deliberately omitting one key detail regarding the hack into the Democratic National Committee. Citing a source literally briefed on a brief, the Washington Post reported Friday that the CIA has concluded Russia wanted to help Trump win, prompting renewed debate about the legitimacy of Trump's win. A subsequent report revealed FBI officials sharply disagree and believe the hard evidence demonstrates only that Russia wanted to undermine the election generally. The intelligence agencies' disputing conclusions have led Republicans and Democrats to unite behind calls for a congressional investigation into the matter. Primarily rhinos on the Republican side, of course. Largely lost from the conversation, however, is that the DNC hack has been traced back to the spring of 2015. And that was a long time before anyone was taking the idea of a Trump presidency seriously. Now, the planning of the hack would have begun possibly much earlier, likely before Trump even declared his intention to run for president that June. Thomas Kidd wrote in a piece in the Esquire about the hacking campaign. Putin's own government had been preparing a vast, covert, and unprecedented campaign of political sabotage against the United States and its allies for more than a year. The inspiration and template for this new attack was a poisonous cocktail of fact and fabrication. And the timeline, the real timeline, raises the obvious question. Even if Trump had declared his intention to run before Russia concocted the plan, why would Russia wage an unprecedented campaign in order to help a presidential candidate very few people thought had any shot of winning? One FBI official told the Clinton News Network even the Russians, who according to the CIA were working to help Trump win, were surprised as everyone else when he hit 270 electoral votes. At this point, there appears to have been a combination of motivations. They wanted to sow discord and undermine our systems. Perhaps the CIA is right in concluding Russia's motivation went beyond a general desire to undermine the U.S. democratic process toward a particular election result. Maybe they did actively want Trump to win at some point in the process. But even then, the question remains whether Russia wanted Trump to be president in his own right, or whether Russia just really wanted Clinton to lose. Putin and Clinton have a rocky relationship that goes back years during her tenure as a senator and as Secretary of State. As part of a Russian reset, she headed up as Secretary of State. Clinton pursued a friendly working relationship with then-Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. He'd set himself up, in contrast to Putin, then Prime Minister, as a relatively liberal friend to the West, and Clinton's relationship with him allowed the U.S. to improve relations with the country without dealing directly with Putin. Some in Putin's circle saw Clinton's work with Medvedev and as part of a strategy to undermine him and his influence in global politics. Putin also blamed her for encouraging uprisings against Russia in 2003 in Georgia and in 2004 in Ukraine, and was furious when she accused his party of rigging the results of a 2011 election in which they had massive wins. She said Russian voters deserve a full investigation of electoral fraud and manipulation, and said that the Russians deserve the right to have their voices heard. Putin accused Clinton of instigating protests over the results on the streets of Moscow following the election. He said she gave them a signal. They heard this signal and started active work. Clinton ended her tenure in the aftermath of Obama's second election, largely under public conjecture that she would gear up to take a seat in 2016. It is plausible that Putin's plan started even then to interfere with the election. And that was in 2012. So the glaring thing here is that all of this began before Trump was the nominee. Which means that Trump was never the target. He was never the targeted winner. And that sort of throws a monkey wrench in the whole narrative. And it sort of, for those that are, you know, this is all just part of a ploy to make his win illegitimate, because they can't it can't possibly be that they didn't know what they were doing. It can't possibly be that they got they backed the wrong horse, which is in fact exactly what they did. It's exactly what they did. She could not hold together a coalition, which, I mean, the Obama coalition looked a whole lot like the Trump coalition to a certain degree, except there are more Republicans in Trump's coalition. But this time, the coalition, instead of going for feel good and hopes and change and all this other stuff, they were going economically. But a whole lot of the same players that voted for, and even Biden has admitted this, he got out there and said, these people aren't racist. They voted for Obama. And we couldn't hold on to them. Well, no, Mr. Vice President. It isn't that we couldn't, you couldn't hold on to him. It's that your nominee couldn't inspire him. So, I love, you know, I just see this machine that is the narrative that is they're trying to build, and all this other stuff, and all of these things that they're doing one by one, they're getting knocked down. Pretty funny. It's pretty funny. Everything they're trying to do to make this illegitimate is crazy. I don't. What is this? California, Wyoming has R09 grow. What? That's not even a language. Somebody in the chat room's keyboard, I think, is giving them fits. Question of the day. Yeah. Anyway. But it's my pleasure to point that out to you. All of this began in the spring of 2015. That hack began in the spring. All of the data they recovered began in the spring of 2015, before Trump had even declared. So what does that mean? That means the narrative is false. It was never, and even if it was geared to beat Clinton, it had more to do with whoever Clinton was running against. It didn't matter that it was Trump. If there was any access to Grant, it was Putin versus Clinton. Although, the Clintons have done business with Russia. They've done plenty of business with Russia. When we get back, what happens in a Sharia law country when a woman fails to wear a hijab in an actually repressive country? Huh? This is Lock and Load.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry. Call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. We've had our fair share of hijab news in the United States this year. You may recall that back during the Olympics, one Muslim athlete said that she didn't feel safe in our country while wearing her traditional Muslim garb. In the heat of the election, the weeks which followed, we heard continual stories of hate crimes against women wearing this kind of apparel, but they turned out to be hoaxes. I suppose that wearing a hijab could be considered controversial. But not wearing one can cause even more issues depending on where you live. Now, if you're worried about repression and intolerance in the United States, maybe you are Ukrainian for the day. Okay, I think. Chat room is very interesting this evening. If you're worried about repression and intolerance in the United States, check out what happens to a woman or to women in a country where the idea of women's rights is strictly the subject of fiction. Take, for example, our friend and ally, Saudi Arabia. They've recently demonstrated that the 21st century is still an idea they want no part of. And it's a lesson which came the hard way for one young woman who decided to go to a local cafe one time, without her head being covered. She tweeted a picture of herself doing it, and things went downhill from there. We get this little, what's this coming from? What's the source on this? AFP. Okay. Saudi woman was going out for breakfast when she decided to make a statement. Violating the country's moral code, she reportedly stepped out in public wearing a multicolored dress, a black jacket, and ankle boots without a hijab or abaya, which is a loose-fitting garment, the loose-fitting garment. Late last month, she tweeted a photo of her outfit, and the post circulated throughout Saudi Arabia, drawing death threats and demands to imprison or even execute the woman. On Monday, police in the country's capital of Riyadh said they had arrested the woman following their duty to monitor violations of general morals. A spokesman, Fawaz al-Maimun, said the woman, who is in her 20s, was imprisoned after posting the tweet of herself standing next to a popular Riyadh cafe. He also accused her of speaking openly about prohibited relations with unrelated men. The first responses didn't come from their government, but from our own countrymen. And many responses on social media adopted a theme of, we demand of the imprisonment of the rebel, Malak al-Shari. Many were worse, calling for her to literally lose her head. Another said her body should be dumped in the streets for the dogs. And the social outcry was only the beginning. This government soon came a-knocking, and Miss al-Shari was arrested for not wearing a headscarf on the planet Earth in the 21st century. Now, it looks like she's going to avoid losing her head, but the outcome isn't all that much better. The latest reports indicate that she will be lashed. That's coming from the Daily Mail. A woman who received death threats after going out without her abaya in Saudi Arabia has been arrested and now faces being lashed. The Arabic language Al-Shark newspaper said the woman was detained after a complaint was filed by the religious police. Police officials have detained a girl who had removed her abaya on Al-Taliya Street, implementing a challenge she announced on social media several days ago. Colonel Fawaz al-Maimun, a Riyadh police spokesman, was quoted as saying, getting a lashing in that country is more serious than a spanking from your parents. People have been known to die from it, while others wind up being disfigured for life. And this is the punishment the woman received after the religious police freaked out because of a picture of her standing on the sidewalk dressed in a stylish fashion, and that went viral. If this is how our friends treat a female, can you imagine how it must be among our enemies? Now, I absolutely am happy to let these countries exist. I am. Simply because they have, and they will. Not a whole lot we can do about it. I don't know how I feel about being their ally. I find that, and don't get me wrong, I'm not a feminist. I'm not a women's libber. I do think, and I mean, I've seen the way the woman is, all that's happening with this lady, you can see her face and her hair and her hands. Oh. And in Saudi Arabia, that's like Playboy. Well, it used to be what Playboy used to be. Playboy isn't Playboy no more. It's like Penthouse. And for that, she has to be lashed. Now, I don't know how they lash in Saudi Arabia. In Singapore, they use a bamboo pole. And that can lay you open. I don't know what they use in Saudi Arabia. All of the Arabic stuff that I see seems to be quite brutal. And I mean, Singapore seems brutal. But I mean, those guys in Singapore, the guys that do the lashing are like martial artists. They're specialists at this. I mean, they hit you and there's a snap to it. You're in big trouble. Big trouble over that one. So... Oh, gosh. That's what it's like. So For all of you Muslim Americans that are here that love America, I completely get it. I do. I get it. But I've got to say, why do you have such blind allegiance to a system? And that's where it is. Islam is not a religion. It's a system. Why do you have such blind allegiance to a system that is like the, you know, it's that's crazy. That's craziness. Craziness, I say. And yet they do. And by the way, the Saudi royal family of these guys, quite hypocritical. They have their mistresses and their iPads and all of the trappings of the Western world that nobody in the Sharia law bastion that is our ally. None of the people get the benefit of that, but the Saudi royal family does, because it's not about don't do as I do, do as I say. That's pretty much the way that country is run. And, you know, that for some reason they get away with it. I don't understand why we are their ally. We don't need them. We certainly do not need them. We don't need their oil. It's like Tim was talking about. If they start opening back up coal, and if they start going after all of the oil we got here, we don't need Saudi Arabia to enjoy just the level we got right now. We can smoke them like a cheap half a Tampa nugget. Right now they're saying, well, we're going to mess with the supply. Obama's not going to be president, but for about another month. So enjoy it while you can. Islamic peoples. OPEC may be facing their Waterloo in less than a month. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Jim Irvine of Buckeye Firearms Association and the FASTA program. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to sdi.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
100% grass-fed beef for your health. When comparing to commercial raised, they offer more good fats while cutting the bad. Antioxidant-rich, including vitamin E and C, plus beta-carotene. Free of added hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all of your fresh, non-cooked products, the only ingredient is 100% grass-fed beef. Go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to receive 30% off your order. Go to MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.